All right, let's get the road on the show. Make this happen. I'm going to do my show prep while the intro is playing. Scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan. Look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
Shove your opinions up your ass and call that a safe space.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I'm sick of your fucking whining and your safe space and your fucking hate speech and your tolerance and your diversity and your hatred of freedom and capitalism and everything. I'm just fucking sick of it. And this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile my intellect, a nuclear-tipped, stupidity-seeking cruise missile that homes in on statist motherfucking cocksucking pieces of welfare fucking collecting pieces of shit. And fucking blows your little asses up. Should anyone survive that nuclear explosion, we will mow you down with a 50 caliber machine gun. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, it is the Monday after graduation. I think graduation has happened. Point, I think the college is over. Very soon, all the little college kids, if they're even still here, should be leaving, and we can have a little bit of peacefulness, and the traffic will die down a little bit. It's going to be really nice. It's also a great time to go dumpster diving, because all of the college kids are moving. The ones who graduated are moving away, and basically they take everything they own, it seems like, and throw it into the trash dumpsters. This is a really good time to go dumpster diving and find who knows fucking what. It's also fucking weather. Of course, we all know it's because of global warming, otherwise known as climate change, because it's not getting warmer. It's May, and it's cold and raining, and it's like, God, the weather here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins has been really bizarre for about the last 6 months. Up and down, we've had hot, we've had cold, we've had snow, we've had sleet. It's like the whole gambit, the entire fucking all four seasons have been wrapped up in the last 6 weeks. Which in a way is kind of nice. I like weather variations. And this kind of weather, it's overclassed, it's overcast. I think it's around, last I looked, 45 degrees, a little drizzly rain. I actually like this kind of weather. Not all the time, but I like this kind of weather. Anyhow, I am the Great One himself, the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 11 fucking years. 11 years. Don't want to hear about the podcast you started last week. Not interested. When you got 11 fucking years of podcasting, you call me. Until then, just shut the fuck up and take some goddamn notes on how this shit is done, because I am the master. Oh, I'm in kind of a good mood. In the control room, right over there on the other side of the glass, being seen and not heard the way women should be, is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's a sound engineer. She does appreciate the fact that I just spiked the microphone when I was laughing like that, or I should say spiked the sound wave. She's giving me dirty looks. Sorry, honey. It's what I do. I fuck things up. That's why you're here, is to look cute and fix my fuck-ups. I know, it's a full-time job. The fixing my fuck-ups part. For Randy, looking cute is not a full-time job. She's able to do that pretty easily. Basically, she just gets up in the morning. Actually, I've seen her sleeping. She's pretty cute when she sleeps also. Great, and I was like, oh my god, he's a stalker. No, dude, just because we fucking take naps sometimes. All right, anyway, speaking of stalking, let's talk some more about how the government stalks you on the internet. Do I need to preface? Do I need to bramble? Is there anything else? Oh, thank you. Today is the 16th of May, 2016, and the email address, if you want to send us love mail or hate mail or naked pictures, is God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com, upon the interwebs. All right, fantastic. Randy, anything else I forgot other than my sanity? Good. All right, let's get back to talking about this book. I had this whole page of notes I was going to talk about because the whole... There's another podcast coming up about why women should not be in the workplace and why when women are in the workplace, it's not that they do make less money than men, but they should make less money than men. I had a whole page of notes, and this is not notes written in very large letters. This is notes written in very small writing. And I was getting geared up to do that, and then we come to the studio, and I walk in the recording room with my notes, and I saw the book sitting here on the desk. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't finish talking about that book yet. So anyhow, just know that after I finish talking about the book Data and Goliath, The Hidden Battles to Collect Your Data and Control Your World by Bruce... And the last, I think I called him Bruce Schneider in the previous podcast because I can't fucking read. I can't read or talk. That's why I do a podcast where I read books and shit. His name is not Schneider. It's S-C-H-N-E-I-E-R. There's no D in there. Schneider? I don't know how the correct pronunciation, but it's not Schneider because there ain't no D in that. I just can't fucking read. So I walked in the studio and saw the book sitting there. It's like, oh, shit, I haven't finished the book yet. So we're going to finish the book. Then I'm going to do another podcast using real-life examples to illustrate to you, Randy, cover your ears, why there has not yet been a woman born that has integrity. Right? Because women, genetically, biologically, evolutionary, women have never needed integrity. It's not something a woman needs in order to fulfill her biological purpose, which is to be a parasite on her father until she finds a mate to be a parasite on so that she can make children so that after her father and her mate are dead, she can continue to parasite on the children, right? That is a woman's biological function, is to reproduce. To reproduce, she has to stay alive. To stay alive, she has to be a parasite on men. Yes, I know I did not issue a trigger warning. You may be needing a safe space right now. It doesn't fucking matter. This is what women have evolved to do. And in order to do those things, not only do women not need integrity, but integrity would actually be detrimental to being a parasite. Because if you have integrity and you're being a parasite, as soon as you realize you're a parasite, you now have a conflict between integrity and being a parasite. That's why women don't have integrity. It would not only be, it's not only not useful to them, it's detrimental to them. Okay, let's get to the book. We are on page 94. By we, I mean I am, unless you're reading along. Randy, I'm gonna shift the microphone. Did I just totally fuck everything up? No? Good. But wait, oh, I didn't fuck it up. Let me try again. I'll bet you I'll fuck it up this time, Mishy. Alright, we're on page 94. Most alarming at all. And we're off to a good start. Most alarming of all, the United States military targets drone strikes partially based on their targets' data. There are two types of drone targeting, both of which are performed by the Messiah, Hussein Obama, the winner of a Nobel Peace Prize. Let's just remember that these drone strikes that are being talked about in the book, they are being carried out on the orders of the first black president of the United States, Hussein Obama, a man who is going to make the United States respectable and lovable in the eyes of foreign countries, a man who is anti-war, a man, I use the man loosely, the term man loosely, who won a Nobel Peace Prize. There are two types of drone targeting. The first is called targeted killing, where a known individual is located by means of electronic or other surveillance. The second is signature strikes, where unidentified individuals are targeted on the basis of their behavior and personal characteristics, their apparent ages and genders. Wouldn't that be discrimination? I thought discrimination was wrong. Oh, wait, it's Obama killing people. Discrimination, yeah, totally okay. Never mind. God, I must be racist. Anyway, moving on. Basis of their behavior and personal characteristics, their apparent ages and genders, their location, and what they appear to be doing. At the peak of drone operations in Pakistan, Are we at war with Pakistan? But wait, Obama has a Nobel Peace Prize. Drone operations in Pakistan? Wait. We, the royal we, are killing people with flying robots in Pakistan? Wait, is George Bush still president? Because this couldn't possibly happen under the Messiah, could it? You people are so stupid. When I say I want you to die, I want you to understand, when I talk about natural selection, when I talk about ending the state and letting all of you out there who are parasites starve to death and die, I want you to understand, I'm serious about this. You people elected this cocksucker. Remember, 19 point something percent of the population of the United States voted for Obama. 19% of you out there voted for a man who is killing people with flying robots in Pakistan. And you think, this is the terrifying part, you think that you're so compassionate and tolerant and that you care about Muslims so much and, oh, white people are so evil, but, oh, and you're just so wonderful and you need a safe space and a trigger warning and, oh, now that Obama's the president, there's puppies and unicorn farts. You're so fucking stupid. You're so disconnected and you're just fucking useful idiots. You're slaves. When I say you are inferior, you need to understand, I don't mean that metaphorically. You are inferior. You are intellectually retarded. You are incapable of intellectually understanding that you voluntarily voted for, gave power to, and support a goddamn fucking piece of shit who is murdering people in Pakistan with flying robots. And you think this is wonderful. You're a piece of shit. You are inferior. You are intellectually retarded. At the peak of drone operations in Pakistan in 2009 and 2010, half of all killings were signature strikes. We don't have any information about how accurate the profiling was. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how accurate the profiling was because Obama's the president and Obama's black. And if you're opposed to signature strikes with drones in Pakistan, you hate black people, right? I mean, am I right? For those of you who are disagreeing, who are upset about this, this is exactly your argument, isn't it? That I'm racist. This is why I'm opposed to killing people in Pakistan with flying robots, because obviously I'm racist. That's all you've got. Speaking of what we've got, let's go to page 100. Hell am I reading here? Last paragraph to next page. La la. Speaking of the Messiah, your Savior who gave you free health care. The third manifestation of government secrecy is that government has dealt very severely with those who expose its secrets, whistleblowers. President Obama, your Lord and Savior, has been exceptionally zealous in prosecuting individuals who have disclosed wrongdoing by government agencies. Now remember, Hussein Obama, the Messiah, the first affirmative action president, the second coming of Jesus Christ, was elected saying that he was going to have the most transparent administration in history. Those of you who are intellectually retarded believed this. Because you're intellectually retarded, because you're inferior, because natural selection says you should be dead, because without the government to provide you with welfare and take things away from people who are competent and give it to you and keep you alive so that you can continue to vote, continue to obey, you would be dead, your DNA would be removed from the gene pool, and the planet Earth would be a better place. Most transparent administration ever. President Obama. Has been exceptionally zealous in prosecuting individuals who have disclosed wrongdoing by government agencies. Since his election in 2008, he has pursued prosecutions against 8 people for leaking classified information to the press. There had been only 3 previous prosecutions since the Espionage Act was passed in 1917. For those of you who can't do math, that is 81 years. From 1917 to 2008, 3 prosecutions under the Espionage Act. Since the Messiah took office in 2008, 8 prosecutions under most transparent administration ever. You're stupid, you're inferior, you are intellectually retarded. You should be dead. Intelligence-related whistleblowing is not a legal defense in the United States. The Espionage Act prohibits, remember we have freedom of speech, wait. The Espionage Act prohibits, remember, we have fair trials, we have a justice system, we have a constitution that says people are entitled to trials. The Espionage Act prohibits, that means it's illegal for you to do this, this means you don't have permission from the government, your slave owners, your masters. The Espionage Act prohibits the defendant, who under the Constitution has a right to a trial by jury. The Espionage Act prohibits the defendant from explaining why he leaked classified information. See, you can have a trial and you have freedom of speech, but it's illegal for you to tell the jury, the judge, why you leaked the classified information. Because why you did it could not possibly have anything to do with determining whether or not you were committing espionage or whether you were being a whistleblower. Oh, the fucking joy of democracy. Oh, the freedom of speech. Oh, your rights to a trial by jury. Oh, the criminal. Oh, the fucking retarded statist out there who just fucking keeps spitting out more retarded babies and leeching like little fucking parasites off the tiny percentage of the population that actually does something productive. Oh, God, for the day when all of you are dying of starvation in the streets and there's no fucking government to protect you anymore. Oh, for the day when all of you are fucking exterminated and extinct and your DNA is fucking chlorined out of the fucking gene pool. And I know, for those of you who suck Obama's cock, right now in your mind, you're blaming this on George Bush. I understand that. Your fucking messiah has been the president for 7 years. He could change this anytime he wants. He can stop prosecuting people anytime he wants. But he's not going to do that because he's a piece of shit, just like you. That's racist. Shit is brown and Obama's brown. That's racist. Explain to me how 8 prosecutions under the Espionage Act for people leaking information, explain to me how that makes Obama the most transparent administration in history. I mean, feel free to explain it. Prove me wrong. Explain to me how this is transparency. Explain to me how this is caring about the privacy. Explain to me how this is worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize. Feel free to do that. Daniel Ellsberg, the first person prosecuted under the law in 1971, was barred from explaining his actions in court. Former NSA senior executive Thomas Drake, an NSA whistleblower who was prosecuted in 2011, was forbidden to say the words whistleblowing and overclassification in his trial. In the court, he was forbidden from saying specific words in the courtroom. That's justice in your fucking retarded little mind. That's freedom of speech in your retarded little mind. That is the most transparent administration in history in your retarded little mind. Chelsea Manning was prohibited from using a similar defense. Edward Snowden claims he's a whistleblower. Many people, including me, agree. Others don't. Secretary of State John Kerry insisted that Snowden should, quote, come back here and stand in our system of justice and make his case, unquote. Is that the system of justice in which he would be prohibited from defending himself? Oh yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. Again, see, so John Kerry is fucking retarded, and John Kerry understands that the 99% are fucking retarded, and so he expects Snowden to also be fucking retarded. Maybe Snowden's not fucking retarded. Maybe he's not retarded. Do you ever think about that? Maybe he's not intellectually retarded. No, he shouldn't come back and allow himself to be butt-fucked by the first affirmative action president of the United States. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton proclaimed, quote, if he wishes to return, knowing he would be held accountable and also able to present a defense, that is his decision to make, unquote. But he can't present a defense. The Espionage Act makes it illegal for him to explain why he did what he did. That means he can't defend himself. Of course, why would Hillary Clinton know about the Espionage Act or anything else? Hillary Clinton is, well, gee, she's a woman. She has no integrity, we know that. And she's, she couldn't satisfy Bill Clinton, so how can she satisfy anybody else? I saw that, and that was funny. And she's going to be the next president. Oh, fucking Christ, are we screwed. All right. But then again, that's a good thing, because, of course, the sooner the government collapses, the sooner we could start, possibly, working towards anarcho-capitalism and freedom. Both comments are examples of how misleading political smoke blowing. Excuse me, both comments are examples of misleading political smoke blowing. Current law does not permit Snowden to make his case. Insomuch as government surveillance requires secrecy, people lose the power to debate and vote on what their government is doing in their name or tell their elected officials what they think should be done. It's easy to forget, in the seemingly endless stream of headlines about the NSA and its surveillance programs, that none of it would be known to the public at all if Snowden hadn't, at great personal cost and risk, exposed what the agency is doing. And of course, those of you out there who are intellectually retarded, those of you who are statist, you will, of course, make the argument that the government is doing this for your own good. And you are pieces of shit, and I want you to be exterminated and die. Just quick reminder of how I feel about you, honestly. All right, this is not a new blah, blah, blah. We're on page 102. There's some blah, 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 blah. This is not a new problem, nor one limited to the NSA. Recent U.S. history illustrates many examples in which surveillance has been systematically abused. Against labor organizations and suspected communists after World War I, against civil rights leaders, and against Vietnam War protesters. The specifics aren't pretty, but it's worth giving a couple of them. Through extensive surveillance, J. Edgar Hoover learned of Martin Luther King's extramarital affairs, and in an anonymous letter, he tried to induce him to commit suicide in 1964. Quote, King, look into your heart. You know you are a complete fraud and a great liability to all us Negroes. White people in this country have enough frauds of their own, but I'm sure they don't have one at this time anywhere near your equal. You are no clergyman, and you know it. I repeat, you are a colossal fraud and an evil, vicious one at that. You could not believe in God. Clearly, you don't believe in any moral principles. King, there is only one thing left for you to do. You know what it is. You have just 34 days in which to do it. This exact number has been selected for a specific reason. It has definite practical significance. You are done. There is but one way out for you. You better take it before your filthy, abnormal, fraudulent self is barred to the nation. Unquote. This is how a Senate investigation described the FBI's COINTELPRO surveillance program in 1976. Quote, while the declared purpose of these programs were to protect the national security or prevent violence, Bureau witnesses admit that many of the targets were nonviolent and most had no connections with the foreign power. Indeed, nonviolent organizations and individuals were targeted because the Bureau believed they represented a potential for violence, and nonviolent citizens who were against the war in Vietnam were targeted because they gave aid and comfort to violent demonstrators by lending respectability to their cause. But COINTELPRO was more than simply violating the law or the Constitution. In COINTELPRO, the Bureau secretly took the law into its own hands, going beyond the collection of intelligence and beyond its law enforcement function to act outside the legal process altogether and to covertly disrupt, discredit, and harass groups and individuals, unquote. But remember, see, the government cares about you. The government is looking out for you. The government's here to help you. And you should obey the government. Nothing has changed since 9/11. The U.S. has spied on the Occupy movement, pro- and anti-abortion activists, peace activists, and other political protesters. Examples. The NSA and FBI spied on many prominent Muslim Americans who had nothing to do with terrorism, including Falasa Gill, or whatever the fuck you say that, a longtime Republican Party operative, that was the trigger right there, and one-time candidate for public office who held a top-secret security clearance and lived in and served in the Department of Homeland Security under President George W. Bush. Asim Ghaffour, a prominent attorney who has represented clients in terrorism-related cases, Hushang Amarabablabi, an Iranian-American professor of international relations at Rutgers University, and Nihad Iwad, an executive director of the largest Muslim civil rights organization in the country. Now, it's interesting when I say the Muslims should be spied on and not let into the country because they're a bunch of rapists and child killers and all this other stuff. I'm racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. But when the NSA spies on Muslims for being Muslims, well, that's okay, right? Because, well, Obama. The New York Police Department went undercover into minority neighborhoods. It monitored mosques, infiltrated student and political groups, and spied on entire communities. Again, people were targeted because of their ethnicity, not because of any accusations or crimes or evidence of wrongdoing. Many of these operations were conducted with the help of the CIA, which is prohibited by law from spying on Americans. But see, this is okay, right? Because Obama. And if you don't think that these groups of people should be targeted for their ethnicity and spied on by the CIA, well, then that means you're racist, doesn't it? Obviously. Because Obama. Page 114. This is what you voted for, people. Remember, you want this. This is your government. Government's doing this in your name. You support this. This is democracy. This is what democracy looks like. Second full paragraph in the second. All right. Stretch break. Hold on. Randy, how are we on time? Beauty. All right. The fuck is... There it is. I'm losing my water bottle and my mind. I didn't fall asleep. I'm still here. The potential for manipulation here is enormous. What the fuck are we talking about? Surveillance-based manipulation. All right, we'll find out in a minute. The potential for manipulation here is enormous. Here's one example. During the 2012 election, Facebook users had the opportunity to post an I voted icon, much like the real stickers many of us get at polling places after voting. There is a documented bandwagon effect with respect to voting. You are more likely to vote if you believe your friends are voting too. This manipulation had the effect of increasing voter turnout 0.4% nationwide. So far, so good. But now, imagine if Facebook manipulated the visibility of the I voted icon based on either party affiliation or some decent proxy of it. Zip code of residence, blogs linked to, URLs liked, and so on. It didn't. Well, he doesn't really know it didn't, but sure, it didn't. It didn't, but if it had, it would have had the effect of increasing voter turnout in one direction. It would be hard to detect, and it wouldn't even be illegal. Facebook could easily tilt a close election by secretively manipulating which post its users see. Google might do something similar with its search results. And yes, it might. And this is, again, goes back to why every time I try to explain to you people, the internet does not mean more information. It doesn't mean you're more intelligent. The internet, the Google results, the Facebook, the Twitter, all this is just one more way for you to be manipulated. You are not more of a free thinker because you're on Facebook. You're actually less of a free thinker because you're on Facebook, because of what they're saying, right? You see this shit that people post, and since Facebook does have algorithms that determine what it shows you, and since you don't know how those algorithms work, is Facebook showing you things it thinks you want to see? Is Facebook showing you things it wants you to see? Having a Facebook account and hanging out on there all day does not make you a smarter person. It makes you more intellectually and socially retarded. A truly sinister social networking platform could manipulate public opinion even more effectively. By amplifying the voices of people it agrees with and dampening those of people it disagrees with, it could profoundly distort public discourse. Oh, you mean kind of the way feminist book actively attempts to censor and stamp out any type of male rights advocates, basically anything that opposes feminism. The way feminist book endlessly caters to feminism? You mean that kind of manipulation? China does... you mean the Anita Sarkeesian deciding who's allowed to post what on Twitter? You mean that kind of manipulation? China does this with its 50-cent party. People hired by the government to post comments on social networking sites supporting and to challenge comments opposing party positions. Samsung has done much the same thing. And of course, we know the government of the United States has people that it pays to go on social media and post pro-government propaganda. You can scream trigger warning and safe space and racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK, all you want. There's a thing called Google. You believe everything on Google. Go look it up. Go fucking... You're the smartest people ever. You have the internet. Go look it up. The government of the United States pays people to sit around on the internet and post pro-government information. And many companies manipulate what you see according to your user profile. Google search, Yahoo News, even online newspapers like the New York Times. This is a big deal. The first listing in a Google search results gets a third of the clicks. If you're not on the first page, you may as well not exist. The result is that the internet you see is increasingly tailored to what your profile indicates your interests are. And this is what I've talked about before. Google, and especially when it knows stuff about you. I never use Google logged into anything, like a Google account. And I use Firefox. I clear all my cookies when I exit. I frequently exit my browser and restart it so I don't have any kind of cookie history. And of course, this isn't foolproof. There's no such thing as foolproof. Google still knows where you're located, all this other shit. And who knows what Google's doing that we don't know about. But it just enables the confirmation bias. That's all of this shit is. And this is part of my point about why the internet does not make you smarter and why you're too stupid to understand the internet doesn't make you smarter. The internet, the Facebook, the Twitterverse, the Google, the Yahoo, all of these things are storing all this information on you. They're tracking you. They know what you like. And they're just showing you more of what they think you want to see. And since we as humans already have a bias towards confirmation bias, and all of us have this, there's anyone who tells you I don't have confirmation bias is a fucking idiot. All of us have confirmation bias, including me. We all have it. The difference is those of us who have the ability to be aware that confirmation bias exists and to look for it in our own lives versus those of you who are sheeple, those of you who are useful idiots, those of you who are intellectually retarded and inferior, don't have the ability to understand what it is and that you have it and what effect it has. And the internet doesn't make you smarter. The internet just reinforces your existing confirmation bias. This is why you should be dead in order to make the world a better place. Oh, speaking of people who should be dead, I need to send an email. Fuck. All right. Randy, don't let me forget about the Tuesday thing. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Okay. Where was I? Internet UC is increasingly tailored to what your profile indicates your interests are. This leads to a phenomenist. Woo, boy. This leads to a phenomenon that political activist Eli Parsner, P-A-R-I-S-E-R, has called the filter bubble, an internet optimized to your preferences where you never have to encounter an opinion you don't agree with, otherwise known as a safe space. Coming soon to the internet near you, one big giant. Once the millennials are a little bit older and they're out there in the world and they're getting, I promise you, the fucking internet filters are coming. The mass removal of websites that are offensive to millennials, it's going to happen. It is coming because they cannot survive without a fucking safe space. They're like hothouse flowers. They can survive in a greenhouse where there's no temperature variations and where they get the same amount of water every day. But if you take them and you put them out into the environment, they will fucking die. The millennials are going to be the end of freedom in the United States. But give them 10 years. freedom of speech will be gone. There will be massive censorship on the internet. And it will be because the millennials cannot function in the presence of an opinion that is different than theirs. They're just not capable of it because they are intellectually retarded and inferior. You might think that's not too bad, but on a large scale, it's harmful. We don't want to live in a society where everybody only ever reads things that reinforce their existing opinions. But the millennials do, and this is the terrifying, the millennials do want to live in a universe where the only thing they ever read, the only information they ever encounter, is information that reinforces their existing opinions. That is the world they want to live in. I know a millennial who's not like, shut the fuck up. It's like Stefan Molyneux says, I know a tall Chinese guy. That doesn't mean all Chinese guys are tall. Okay? Shut the fuck up. Most millennials are intellectually retarded and they are terrified of any idea, thought, concept that does not already reinforce, comply with their existing opinions. Just shut the fuck up. We don't want to live in a society where everybody only reads things that reinforce their existing opinions, where we never have spontaneous encounters that enliven, confound, confront, and teach us. In 2012, Facebook ran an experiment in control. It selectively manipulated the news feeds of 680,000 users, showing them either happier or sadder status updates. Because Facebook constantly monitors its users, that's how it turns its users into advertising revenue, it could easily monitor the experimental subjects and collect the results. It found that people who saw a happier post tended to write happier posts, and vice versa. I don't want to make too much of this result. Facebook only did this for a week that we know about, and the effect was small. But once sites like Facebook figure out how to do this effectively, they will be able to monetize this. Not only do women feel less attractive on Mondays, they also feel less attractive when they feel depressed. Anyway, we're already seeing the beginnings of systems that analyze people's voices and body language to determine mood. Companies want to better determine when customers are getting frustrated and when they can be most profitably upsold. Manipulating these emotions to market products better is the sort of thing that's acceptable in advertising. Blah. Manipulating these emotions to market products better is the sort of thing that's acceptable in the advertising world, even if it sounds pretty horrible to us. When you go to the grocery store, they usually play music and they try to play upbeat music. That's because when you hear good music, studies have shown, you can Google this, right? You go in the grocery store, people spend more money if music is playing. Because you hear a song you like, song puts you in a good mood, you're in a good mood, you feel like spending some money. Manipulation is made easier because of the centralized architecture of so many of our systems. Companies like Google and Facebook sit at the center of our communications. This gives them enormous power to manipulate and control. Unique harms can arise from the use of surveillance data in politics. Election politics is very much a type of marketing, and politicians are starting to use personalized marketing's capability to discriminate as a way to track voting patterns and better sell a candidate or policy position. Candidates and advocacy groups can create ads and fundraising appeals targeted to particular categories. People who earn more than $100,000 a year, gun owners, people who have read news articles on one side of a particular issue, unemployed veterans, anything you can think of. They can target outrage ads to one group of people and thoughtful policy-based ads to another. They can also fine-tune their get-out-the-vote campaigns on election day and more efficiently gerrymander districts between elections. Such use of data will likely have fundamental effects on democracy and voting. Psychological manipulation, based both on personal information and on control of the underlying systems, will get better and better. Even worse, it will become so good that we don't know we're being manipulated. This is a hard reality for us to accept, because we all like to believe we are too smart to fall for any such ploy. We're not. And that is the absolute truth. I know you're thinking, well, I'm not influenced by what I see on Facebook. I know that's what you think. I know it is, because I can get really drunk, and then I can bang my head against the wall and slap myself a few times and then stick my head in a plastic bag and nearly asphyxiate myself. And at that point, I can have the same brain capacity that you, as a voter, as a statist, as a citizen, as a slave, I can have the exact same brain capacity you have. And thus, I can understand the world from your perspective. And under those conditions, I also think that I'm way too smart to be manipulated by Facebook. I totally understand that you think you're too smart to be manipulated by Facebook, but you're not. Not only are you not too smart, you are just as fucking retarded intellectually and emotionally as a human being. You know what else is retarded? These are like the fucking Apple Watch. I see now so many people with the Apple Watch. There, nothing just announces. So we're going to tangent. I think we're going to tangentize, because the next section, page one. Yeah, see, this is too long. We can't get this in the amount of time I have left. So obviously there's going to be a part three. There's probably going to be a part four. I'm going to tangentize for a minute as we wrap this episode up. The indicators that some people are more emotionally and intellectually retarded than others would certainly include having an Apple Watch. I don't have an Apple Watch, but my best understanding of how this works is your Apple Watch ties to your iPhone. And the iPhone has to be in proximity of the Apple Watch, and it feeds the data to the watch. And so you can look at the watch, and you get this data from the iPhone. Right? Like if an email pops up, so that iPhone sends the notification to your watch, and on your watch you see the little thing that emails up. Think about this for a minute. Think about this, guys. A person who has an Apple Watch is a person who is so fucking lazy that they can't occasionally pull their cell phone out of their pocket and look at the cell phone to see if they got a fucking email or not. The person who has an Apple Watch is also a person who is so fucking addicted to their goddamn electronic device that they can't go for a very long period without looking to see if they have a fucking email on their iPhone or whatever else you have on your iPhone. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and stuff was going on. I'm like, yeah, you can pay me cash. You can pay me credit. Whatever. I'll take cash or a check. I don't care. Why don't you take credit cards? I'm like, well, I guess technically I take credit cards. You can do it on the PayPal thing, but I don't take credit cards in person. Well, you could get the credit card reader for your cell phone. It's like, or you could just fucking use some cash or figure out how to write a check if you weren't so fucking intellectually goddamn fucking retarded. Like, oh my God, it's so fucking hard to actually come into possession of a $20 bill, right? This is so, you fucking, and this is a fucking Mac iPhone user, you know, you fucking retards out there. You're so fucking smart, but it's like, oh my God, I can't get any cash. I have to use a credit card. I'm not smart enough to figure out how to use cash. It's so confusing. Like, well, you use a credit card reader with your cell phone. I said, well, I don't have a smartphone. So you don't have a smartphone? Like, no, I don't. And I pull out my little fucking burner, fucking prepaid fucking flip phone that was 1990 technology or whatever, right? And he's just aghast. Why don't you have a smartphone? I said, well, mostly because I've actually had sex with a girl. And I don't have anything to compensate for. And I'm not emotionally broken. I don't need constant attention from the internet and this constant reinforcement where, you know, you see these people and they're on their smartphone and they're on Facebook and, oh, they're liking things and they're posting stuff and they're checking to see if their picture's been liked yet. And so they get this, oh, social reinforcement. And so they never have to be alone. And that's what it's all about. The smartphone is all about needing reinforcement from other people because if not consciously, at least subconsciously, you recognize that you're a worthless piece of shit. And that's why you need reinforcement from other people. It's reinforcement from other people coupled with the fear of being alone, of not having somebody else to talk to and to distract you from yourself, because I've preached this for years. Alone time, where you're alone with yourself, where you can fucking think and where you can be with yourself and engage in self-examination and have self-awareness. Most of you are terrified of that because you know, consciously or subconsciously, that you are a worthless piece of shit. You know that you're a parasite. You know that you're stupid. You know that you are inferior. You know that you have no value to anybody else on the planet. You know that you are lazy, that you're stupid, that you're fat, that you're ugly, that you're dumb. You know these things. You know that you are a failure. And that is why you are terrified. Terrified of being by yourself. And that is why you need the constant reinforcement from other people. And that is why you are drawn to the internet, to the Facebook, to the Snapchat, to the Instagram, to the Twitterverse. Because it keeps you from thinking about what a failure you are. And it gives other people the opportunity to support and reinforce you and to help you maintain the delusion that you are a worthwhile, valuable biological organism instead of just a giant fucking waste of protoplasm. It's just a I don't have to bother with the other side. I'm right. Everything I've said in this podcast today is right. Every fucking word is right. And anarcho-capitalism and capitalists is not a fucking safe space.